Erich, Shein Medakdikim Boy, in Bolach Lal Shonim Oila. That's what it means. We're talking about, we don't know if he's 13 years old or not. But Rashi Shitter is Kotam Parachim means that he is, he has some on him. Rashi Elov, O Mahim Shonim, what's called he came old enough? Yud Gimel Shonim Vi Yoy Mechud. Not enough when it comes by mitzvah day, there has to be the next day or the next night after by mitzvah. There has to be 13 years and one day. The beginning of the next day, that's when it's called Godel Midiraisam, that's when it could be Mizam with him. So, Lassiya Kotan Perach, Rashi says here means that Zchur Rashi there is, he brought Shnei Cyrus, just that we don't know if he's a Godel or not. So, Tayz the Kashan Rashi doesn't make sense, Rashi's Pshat. We just got finished saying here that he has to have two Cyrus. And ain't medaktik in the lowest portion of Mashmah doesn't have to have two Cyrus. I was saying, what's the chiddush in not medaktik on him? Means I'll see a cotton perch. But Rashi learns cotton perch means he does have two Cyrus. So what do you mean ain't medaktik in the low? What do you mean you don't look in if he has two Cyrus or not? A cotton perch is only somebody that does have two Cyrus. So according to Rashi, it's not lasuya anything. And it's still shved ain't medaktik in the low. Therefore, Toys learns cotton perch means he didn't bring Cyrus yet. Cotton perch means even without Cyrus. And that's the chiddush here. The theory was, the Mashmi do have to have Cyrus, and then it says you don't have to have Cyrus, and a Chnami. A Medaktin Golov means a cotton that's 9 years old already. He's not Medaktin Golov, even though he doesn't have Cyrus. So you can be Mezamin Olov. That's Kaisi Shita, of a cotton perch. I will soon see. So the Gemara of the Koponim, the last Hilchasa, Kechol Hanishmaitito. So the Gemara Klo, we don't pass with all these halachis. Havadah for Minyan, you not Mestar Afiyar on HaKadosh, you not Mestar Shabbos. You have to have 10 people there, but you have to have 3 people for Zimmer. So Poshti Gemara means even for cotton also, you can't be Mistar for cotton. That will soon see about places, what we hold. Marvelous, Hilchasa, Kirchol Hanishmaitito. Elo, what do we hold like?
Kiho di Yomer Rav Nachman. This is the way Rav Nachman said, that cotton hayodei lemim vorchim. If a cotton knows he has no dots to know who he's supposed to bench for, then Mizamnon Olav, then he could be part of the Zimun. If he has this from a seichel, even though he's a cotton, he could be in starif to make up the zimun. All right, turn over. Continue on.
Then you could be mezamin with a cotton. It's only if ilchus zimun he can starif a cotton. Is shlosuntish? Abaye v'rova have the yasve kaimed the rabba. Abaye v'rova was both sitting in front of rabba. Oma lehu rabba. Rabba asked Abaye and rova lemi mevorchin. Who are you benching to? So who do you bench to? Is Amri Lay L'Rachmona. One said, they both said, we're benching to the Eibishter. So Rabbi asked them, then Rabbi asked Abayev Rav, there are two children here, Abayev Rav. V'Rachmona Heichel Yotzev. So Rabbi asked Abayev Rav, where's the Eibishter? Where does he live? Is Rav Achro L'Shmet Lola. Rav pointed to the roof. He said, like he's upstairs. That's where the Eibishter is. Abayev Nofiv Lebro. Abayev went outside. Achro Kalpa Shemai. He pointed upstairs. That's where the Eibishter is. Like they knew what they're talking about. They knew the Darwin to the Eibishter, but they knew that the Eibishter is not some a ghost, like the Eibishter, the Eibishter. They understood already. Is Omalu Rabba. Rabba said on these two children, Tavayichu Rabbon and Havaisu. I see Klo, you're both going to be big Tamid Chomin. And Haino the Yam, the of people say, Boitzin, a pumpkin, Boitzin and a Katsba Yoda. Even the very small, when they're just budding, you could see which pumpkin's going to be ripe and good. Here also, was able to see Abayev Rav, and they were very young, that they're going to be Choshima people. So, Poshim Maskoner is that for Minyan, you have to have 10 people. But for Mizumin, it's enough even to have a cotton. Abi, he knows who is Mavorchim. So, right now, it could be 3 or 4 years old, as I with Mashi. Let's see, Mashi. Trashi Tlolo Gag Makni. Yet Makni Shah Mazlosan. Wait till the last, doesn't it? Kleiner, Fishtitlati. So to Maskon. So Maskon here with Poshim Ashma Kon here daily Mima Vorchin, you are Mizam the Nolo. No. So there's a lot of riches here in place. There's a lot of different sheets exactly how we hold. There's Mashma Kon Amir Yechin and Blin Hero. The high cotton perkle and Makon per Mizam the Lob Haino Dafka daily Mima Vorchin to Vail Binin. Then Tzayz moves down here. Tzayz Yishalmi. A few Pshon. Tzayz wants to say, V'yesh mitzarif mekotel letzvila. Rak she'echumish biyodin. Some people have the minute to mitzarif. We have 9 people and a cotton. If he's holding a chumish, that's enough to mitzarif. Remember, be'otam, the minute sh'tusu, v'chihecha diyom ota oran gavru, hochanami ota chumish gavru. Chumish doesn't mean anything. Then Vice plays brings down the Miturch Yushalmi, the Pirish Ri, the Enoisin Kotan Snifli Asura. The meaning is not to make a cotton for a minion, Lerla Tvila, not to use them for 10 person davening, for Lerla Bircha Samozin, not for Bircha Samozin. The guy you are Marie, Shagam Rabbeinu Tam, Atzmoy, for her Enoi Glasses Kane, Glasses Kotan Snifli Asura, for Yosem Aita. Durga Chafilu Chumish Biodin Lamahanik in Prashni. He was Layasni Kotan Levadri. It doesn't help. So the minig is what we're supposed to be knowing is that we're not mitzayach a cotton for anything. A cotton is not mitzayach l'minyan for 10 people. But the Ramah brings down that the mokim ha-tzorah for shasat chak, you could be mitzayach a cotton for minyan if he's holding the chumash or a sefer Torah. And that's the Mishnah Berurah saying that even then people are mechulam. The Chumash told him in August that some people hold you never mitzayach a cotton, and some people hold that b'shasat chak if it's a big tzorah to have a minyan, you could be mitzayach a cotton with the chumash. That's the shalos here in Tosfos. When it gets to zimun though, for zimun it's like this: we hold that if you have the cotton, it depends. For zimun, if you want him to be mezamin, if you want him to be mitzayach, avihis ba mitzvah, he has to be ba mitzvah to be mitzayach for zimun. We don't hold from a cotton. He has to be yud gimul shonim. Avi is Yud Gimel Shana V'Yayim Echad, then we let him be Mizamin with us. There's another halacha though. He's not called the Godel Midirais until he has two things. He's Bar Mitzvah and he has Shnei Cyrus. So we're not Medaktig in the Hash to Shnei Cyrus if we still want to be Mitzaref with him to the Zimun. But in the case we want to let him be Moitzi the Rabbim, let him make the Birchas of Zimun. If he Moitzi the Rabbim, then we're Medaktig and he shouldn't do it, only if he has two Cyrus. Well, the Meister, we fear that we're con when we don't do anything.
It's called Rashid Tzer.
What?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Some people are knowing lochim, but Mikra Din, we don't do it. We hold like Tzayis says in Yishalmi here that we don't hold a cotton. The cotton doesn't start anything. Right. Amr Rav Yehuda. Amr Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel bar Shemus. Mishmei derav. Tisha ochlu dogim. You have 9 people washed, they ate dogim, they ate bread. V'yechad ochlu yorah. And the 10th person only ate vegetables. He didn't eat bread, or didn't even eat a mezoinis. Is mitzarfin. He can starve to make a zimun burn the baruch lokeinu. Adi he ate something that he has to make a burn of poshes with. He ate a yerik, a vegetable, he has to make a burn of poshes. He can starve with him. Amr Rav Zera. What about if 8 people ate bread and 2 people ate the yerek? Shiva mahal, that's also good. If we have 7 people washed and 3 people just eat yerek, you can starve them to say lokeinu. Shisha, so tevadi lo mi boili. I don't have the shaila about shisha. Very good. Why didn't he ask the question about 6 people? If 6 people washed and had hamoitzi, then 4 didn't. Why? Why do we say if 7 people washed? It's enough to have 3 people just sitting in Yerik, because 12 people washed. About 6 people washed and made hamoitzi, that's enough. You have rogue people that washed, you can make a zimun with a lokeinu. So the more of the eels, so the heels. No, ruba de minka bidin. You have to have the minka of the right. So if 7 people washed, right people is nikur. Even though the last 3 just take yurokais, they can be staffed to say the baruch alokeinu. Mashen kain, when you have 6, that's not nikur so much, then you don't say alokeinu. Now, the more only talks about 10 people. The question is, what about the 3 people? Let's say you have 2 people washed and have the bench, and the 3rd person comes along, just has yurokais, just eats some other vegetables. Could it be mitzaref with us or not? So Toshis has a topic about it. Shal miyari bezim shloish shel hashlo mesor afilu kishnay mishloish shos mitar pushti bechal chila vegafinu la rub de minka. But the lachet brought down that even by shalish, that if you have 2 people that washed and the 3rd person sat down next to them and did eat something or drank something, that he has to make a bar in a poshet, you could make a zimun. So the little chiluk is like this: when you have 7 people
and you get three more people to sit down to eat something to make the Baruch Nefesh, there's an Indian material to do it. There's an Indian material to try and send the Baruch Elokeinu. But Hashem, if you only have two people sitting down, then there's no Indian to look after a third person, tell somebody, come, do us a favor and take a drink and be the star for Zimin. Then you have the chiyuv to bring him over. But if Lo Yisur, the third person, comes over and does eat something, then we hope we do make a Zimin. And no matter what he ate, Abi has to make a brach achreina, even a burn of ashes. Abi not water. Water is not choshev enough. But if he took soda, or took any type of an achila, that he has to make a burn of ashes, then you could make a Zimin. Same thing here also. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the same tzara. There's two just still going on. Calls the man that either they didn't wash my machreinim or they just have a nevorah. The suit is still going on. Right? Yanai Malko Machusa Kricha Ritza Bad Yadori. Has the Melech Yanai with his queen? They had sat a suit to stay together. Or made the kotel rabbonin. He killed out all the rabbonin. So he have it like inish lebruche. As he didn't know how to make bruches amozin, and he didn't have anybody else to bench for him. Omar little Vesu, he told his wife, Man Yoyevlon Gavrod Mavarachlon, who's going to give us somebody to bench for us? Because now he felt bad. Moshe Yanni was a Russia, but he was a Yid, and now he felt bad that he didn't know how to bench. His Omar late, so his wife told him, the Malka told him, Ishtabali, swear to me, the Maisinulachor Gavri, if I bring you a person, a Talmud Chochem, to lay Mitzar to lay, you won't do anything to him, you won't do any harm to him. His here Yanni just killed out all the Talmud Chochem, because he was afraid if she tell him there's one Talmud Chochem alive, he'll go and kill him also. So Ishtabalo, Yanai swore that he's not going to do any harm to this Talmud Chochem. I see, say, Lishimin Vecheta. So the Malka brought out Shimon Vecheta Chachvo. That was her brother. His her brother, she hid and saved Shimon Vecheta. His eyes were bended a little bit door. So they put Shimon Vecheta between Yanai and his Malka. Omale, so she said to him, Chaziz Kama Yekora Avidnu Lecho. She told Shimon Vecheta, look how much covet I'm giving you. I'm letting you come and sit between me and the king. Omalei, so Shimon Vecheta answered back, Lav Atko Makiris Li, it's not you that's giving me the covet. El Araisi de Makiri. It's the Torah that I learned, the fact that I'm a Talmud Chochem, that was giving me the covet. The Pasuk in the Mishle says, Salsala Otrom Emeka. Salsala means learn a lot in Torah, and be Misroime and pick up the Torah, Tichab Dechom, Ki Tichab Kenu. That if you're mechabka, means if you hug it, the Torah, it will be mechabed you. Or the Torah is mechabed you. So here Shimon Shem says, since he was a Talmud Chochem, that's where he got the covet. Not you give me the covet, but the Torah gave me the covet. He was on the law, so Yanai told his decree, Kochazet lo mechabel tmaris. Look, he's not being mechabel like our Malchus. He's like being rebelling. But he couldn't do anything, Yanai, because Kofot he swore he wouldn't touch it. Is Yoyev lo kisla ruche. So Yanai gave him a cost to bench for them. If Shiani thought that his wife was Yemistaf and Zimun, the Chura, he only had those two in him, so there's only three. Anisha Nam Star, but Kofar gave him a cost to bench. So it could be it wasn't Al Zimun here, but my wife said it was Al Zimun, we'll see. So I'm not sure what happened. Maybe the third person there also, maybe. So Shimon Shetha said, what can I do? How can I make a Zimun now? Should I say, Boruch Sho'ochal Yanai Vechaverov Mishaloi? Should I say Boruch Shachal Yana the Chaver Mishaloi that they ate? The Alamo the Bruno Zim is Boruch Shachal no. I have to say I ate. Here I didn't eat anything yet. So how could I bench Zim for them? Trashiki of Boruch, learn a Nasi. I didn't have any unknown, I didn't eat anything in this Sudi yet. Is Aiman the Boruch Shachal Yana the Chaver Mishaloi but to me, how can I say that? So could you see the Wachaverov here? It's good. You see, Yanai v'chaverev. Yanai had other people eating there also. So there were other people eating there. So it's good why there was a chiyuv zimun. But since Shimon Mashiach didn't eat anything, he says, I can't make mezumin. If the maestro was shasiyol hu kosa. So he drank up the whole kais. Yoyev le kosa achrina. Then they gave him another kosa. And Ubarach, then he benched birchas zimun. So maestro says, he held that if he drank something, he has to make a bracha achrina on that. He could say, Baruch shechanu mishaloi. So the Gemara Omale Abba Bray the Rav Chiya Barabba Om Rav Yechid Shimon ben Shetach the Yovid Legarme Hu the Yovid. That the Shimon Shetach did this Maisa just by drinking wine, he benched to be Maisa the other one. It's his own Shita. The Yovid Legarme means he did according to his own Shita, means to say we are Machulik on him. Trashi Legarme Hu the Yovid and other Maidulay. Nobody's Maidat the Shimon Shetach because he did wrong. It's not enough just to drink wine. Why? The Yochi Yom Rabbi Chiya Barabba Om Rabbi Yechinis.
There's a difference. If you want a bench to be moitzi to the other ones, you want to be the mezamein, you can't be the mezamein at sheyechol kezayis dogin. Unless you eat a kezayis of bread that you have a chiyuv to bench yourself. Kozaman, you don't have a chiyuv to bench, you can't be the mezamein. Before we said, you could be mitzaref. If you have two other people, they ate bread. If they want to be the mezamein, then it's good you can mitzaref with them, you can answer. But for you to be the mezamein, to say birchas hamazon, to be moitzi the rabbin,
that's the
kasher is, how could you be moitzi? You have the people benching, they ate kedei tzviya. They have to bench midiraita. You're not mechuyah to bench midiraita. How could you be moitzi them? So Rashi, since you're mechuyah with the rabbanim to bench, that's called you're mechuyah with the rabbin. And if you're moitzi the rabbin also. The imprimer frek Rashi of Bezoi, the cotton should give a chinuch we had before, holoyamahochi. We said that a cotton can bench for his father. I, a cotton should give a chinuch is mechuyi b'd rabbonin. So once he's mechuyi b'd rabbonin, let him be called, he's mechuyi b'd davar, he can mechuyi his father. So Rashi, ahu, a chinuch, a filo b'd rabbonin loy mechayim. A cotton has no chiyub to do the mitzvah. The olay di avu ho de ram lechnuche. Rashi, a chinuch, that the chiyub chinuch is upon the father. The father has a chiyub to see his kid to do the mitzvah. But it's not sharp Rabbana put chiv upon the cotton. The cotton is not mechiv at all. Therefore, the cotton can't be mitzi's father. But here, where you ate a shear with the Rabbanan, you have a chiv on yourself to bench, so maybe you can mitzi to the rabbin. Thus is Rashi Shita. Places the Kash and the Kivegi has a Kash like this. The Gemara before says an Isha also can't bench to be mitzi your husband, even though an Isha is madi mechiv with the Rabbanan. So who you see, even though you're chiv with the Rabbanan, you can't be mitzi someone to chiv with the Raisa. That's the way that plays Kash and Rashi. Therefore, Tais learns a little different. Tais learns that Avadah Yisrael is, by all birchas and mitzvahs, we can be mitzvah the other person even though we're not mechuyim. Our tilchas arvin, call yourself Avadah Yisrael Azel. Moshe, you heard shofar already, and you want to blow to somebody who didn't hear shofar yet. Since he has a chiyah to do the mitzvah now, call yourself Avadah Yisrael Azel, the chiyah looks upon me, so like I'm mechuyim to see you should do your mitzvah. Therefore, I can make the bracha for you, because I have a ravens to see you should do the mitzvah. But by birchas hanenah, it's not that way. You want to make a bar of priyates, I can't make a bar of priyates for you. Why? Because the story is, you're not mechuyev to make the bar of priyates. Just if you want to have anor, you have to have it. I'm not having the anor, I can't make the bracha. If I want to make a bar of priyates, it might see you only if I eat an apple also. But if you're eating the apple, I can't make a bracha for you. So I think benching is different. Benching here, ready they ate already. Since they ate already, now it's a chiyev upon them to bench. The mouth of the right that they have a chiyev to bench, there is the estate of Arvid. So the right, so I could bench for them, even though I didn't eat anything. Because since them a chiyuv to bench, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh gives me a chiyuv to bench for you. So Tzoyis Zeh is only with the Rabbonim Nikalocha. Not nice to say Birchas Azimun, to say Shechal Mishloi, but it's not nice to say the Hilchos benching if you didn't eat. Therefore, with the Rabbonim, you have to eat a shiyuv of the Kazai. It's only with the Rabbonim Nikalocha. But with the right, you could be nice to the other one, Hilchos benching, since he has a chiyuv to bench. But that's the chiddush here, that you can only bench for somebody else with the rabbani if you at least ate a kezayis bread. If you just drank yayin, you can't be mighty the other person. For the markashim meitzvei, you have a shimon amil oimer. Oimer olo, v'heistiv imohim, afilu loy tovul imohim, ela betzir. He says, with two people ate bread, and he came in, he was the third one, he was meitzvei with them, and he only did loy tovul imohim ela betzir. He ate something just betzir, because he didn't eat bread even. He only ate one day, and he benched with them. So he didn't eat a kezayis bread. How could he bench with them? And the Gemara tells us, "Mitzarf is the roof himself." That's true that he had before. If you want to be mitzarf with them, not as birchas azimun, there's egg in a bench, and you want to just answer, "Bar shachanu mishaloi." If he ate anything that needed a bracha chorinda, you can mitzarf with them. When you want to bench, you want to say the bracha, he might see them, yidei chavosim, at yochel kezayis dodin. Then with the rabbonin, you can only be might see the rabbin, if you eat at least a kezayis. Without a kezayis, you can't be might see the rabbin. If manam yamar rab chana ab rab yuda, b'shmei the rabba, afilu loy tovul imoy melebetzir, you only ate something, just put something into the gravy.